Hi, I'm Reed Mouse, joined along here with Tyler Avila, and this is the Beaver Dam, the first inaugural Beaver Dam of the season. And today we're going to give you a very special edition where we're going to go through the season preview of each fall sport. And of course, we're going to start with the most anticipated one, the football team.
Yeah, the football team is coming off their third straight winning season. It's their first year for the playoffs since 2000. We got a lot of returning players who made an impact last year. Michael Roberson, Isaac Zigafoos, Colby Spees, Lucas Espedia, Keon Camden, and Gino Spadaro. And today, Coach Denny Durrell just released the captains for the football team, and it's Michael Roberson, Ian O'Donnell, Giovanni Spadaro, and Isaac Zigafoos.
Yeah, that's a good core of leadership right there. This might be the year in which Bluffton finally gets back to the playoffs, something they haven't done since the year 2000. There was murmurs of it happening last year, but unfortunately, no one's able to knock off the big dolls at the top of the conference. Bluffton just keeps knocking on that door, and it seems like they're primed to finally get it done this year.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of the football players talk throughout the week, and they said their defense looks really solid. And defense wins championships. I mean, look at the Seahawks back in, 2013?
Defense definitely wins championships, and they've got preseason All-American Isaac Zigafoos. Isaac Zigafoos, of course, was the Defensive Player of the Year last year in the HCAC. And of course, they've got also Gino Spadaro. He's his fourth-year starter, along with plenty other defensive players. The big question mark, I think, that's going to be on a lot of people's minds are, is Colby Spees going to be able to get it done offensively?
I think he can. With him and Connor Sheehan rotating like they did last year, they made a lot of great plays. And let's see if he can actually take that horse by its reins.
Yeah, he's a different player than we saw Connor Sheehan play last year. We really saw them split in time at the beginning, but Connor Sheehan really took a grasp of that later in the season. That's because Connor was a more of a dual-threat quarterback, but Colby Spees, he has the size. I mean, he doesn't even look like a quarterback. He's kind of Ben Roethlisberger-esque. I mean, not as tall, but he's tough to bring down. He's got tree trunks for legs. He's a fantastic quarterback with a great arm. The problem is he makes some foolish decisions back there when he gets rushed in the pocket sometimes, has a lot of picks, but he's definitely got the potential to get it done. And with Michael Roberson, who led all three divisions in football a couple years ago in receptions, back for a fifth year, along with Lucas Espedia, Keon Camden out there at the wideouts, he is primed to have a fantastic year back there at quarterback.
Yeah, that really helps Colby Spees back there under center with Michael Roberson returning.
The next sport is incredibly exciting because for the first time in over a decade, Bluffton will field a men's and women's golf team led by, of course, their new coach, Adam Craig, who actually for the past 3 years or so was the assistant director of golf at the University of Findlay. University of Findlay is, of course, a D2 school right up the road, and they competed in the national championships in each of those years.
That's incredible. Bringing in a coach of this caliber is going to help build this program from the ground up.
Yeah, if you got a great coach and you've got the school willing to give time, it's really exciting. I don't know if you follow Bluffton Golf on social media, but the coach is incredibly excited for the season. He's got brand new bags, brand new kits for them to wear out on the course. It's really exciting to be a part of this team. Between the men's and women's rosters, they're going to have 9 athletes. We actually have one senior, Mercedes Burns, who plays softball here at Bluffton, decided to add golf into her resume. Their home course will be, of course, at the Bluffton Golf Club, which is a fantastic course all the way around. The men's roster has 5 players. The first is Michael Femiani coming out of Willoughby. The second being Mason Jones out of Sydney, Anthony Maguna from North Baltimore, Dakota Pratt from Shelby, Jackson Wolf from Spring Brock, Texas, all the way down from Texas. 5 freshmen. They're going to be part of an inaugural year for the men's golf team.
These 5 men are really going to get a feel of what Coach Craig is going to bring to this team.
And Coach Craig is a fantastic coach. Just looking at his resume before this, he has a few top 25 finishes in Northern Ohio PGA events and actually finished in the top 10 in the 2012 Assistance Championship. So this guy knows what he's doing out on the links. The women's roster goes as follows. Mercedes Burns, a senior from Ashtabula. We've already mentioned her. Hannah Ferguson, a freshman from Marion. Taylor Remy, a freshman from Ada. And Victoria Wilson, a freshman from Liberty Center. So they also will have the same challenges that this men's team have of really not only developing to a powerhouse in the HCAC, but developing a culture of which they can continue to build this success. And with Coach Adam Craig, I can't see them going anywhere but up.
Same here. I look forward to seeing these freshmen develop into these great golfers that they are and wish them best in their future.
Earlier today, we actually had a chance to talk with Coach Cusack, the men's soccer coach, and he had a lot of good things to say about the team. Unfortunately, they didn't have the season that they wanted to these past 2 years. They didn't win a single game the entire 2015 year. Last year, they made some slight strides, winning 3 games, but still went winless inside the conference. But the big thing that they brought in was 21 incoming freshmen.
Yeah, that's a huge part and huge addition to this men's soccer team. Bringing in that many freshmen and making sure that they're dedicated to actually play and learn, not also on the field, but inside the classroom, is going to play a big part in this men's soccer team.
This is actually what Coach Cusack had to say about the soccer team.
It's a pretty cool experience to see 21 freshmen come in on the first day and to kind of see the progress they've made in just a short period of time. You know, so to answer your question in short is we're looking okay. We're not where we want to be yet, but we've certainly showed signs of improvement in just, again, the short, you know, week and 2 days that we've been able to be together and train together as a team. It's been nice. We played seven starters were freshmen in our scrimmage against Trine, so we were able to get them some early time and kind of really see how it translates from practice to the field.
Helping on these freshmen is also a couple of seniors. Actually, bringing back 3 seniors. One, unfortunately, is going to be hurt this year. But the other two are not only going to be playing on-field roles, but they're going to be playing instrumental leadership roles.
Yeah, Cusack really made it a focal point for the 2 seniors. Well, the 3, actually.
2 of them will play for us this year, and one is a senior who's coming back from a pretty significant injury. So he'll be around the team, but his role is going to be different. He's more of a leader off the field, you know, making sure players are doing what they need to do in the classroom and setting examples for them outside of soccer and on the field. You know, and other 2 seniors, Blake Hirschberger and Adam Knott, they're going to be relied upon to be leaders on the field, to be leaders in practice, and certainly set that example for what they want to see. You know, senior leadership is an important thing, and it doesn't necessarily matter how many you have. Obviously, it's great to have a big senior class. Mm-hmm. But for us in our situation now, it's Blake and Adam are going to do a good job, and it's a really, really good opportunity for them. But we expect them to set the standard, and if the standard isn't being set by the underclassmen or if they're not meeting that standard, you know, then they know it's on them to bring those guys in and talk to them both individually and as a group to make sure that they rise to that occasion.
Also, they're bringing back 3 instrumental players from the sophomore class, so it's very interesting to see what could be done with these 3 sophomores that have established their presence inside this conference, mixed along with 21 brand new freshmen, 7 of which started in their most recent scrimmage against Trine.
Yeah, that's a big key factor for these freshmen, just getting the playing time in and learning all the roles. That's one thing that Cusack said, was making sure the freshmen understand the roles on the field.
I think Cusack's put this team in an incredible opportunity to build going forward. Bringing in 21 freshmen, I mean, we've harped on it for this whole segment, but it is so instrumental to the future success of this team, and he's excited about it. You can tell the players are excited about it. The first thing I heard on campus when I got back was the soccer team brought in 21 freshmen. That's huge for the team, for the program, for the coaching, for the players, and for the school.
You're exactly right. Not only did the men bring in a lot, the women did too. And both of these teams had rough years last year, and I'm excited to see what this year and next year bring for both soccer teams.
I think no one can dispute the fact that these teams are on the up. This takes us to our next team, the women's soccer team. Women's soccer team had an unfortunate season last year. A lot of injuries struck them from playing a few games this past season, and that was really detrimental, considering 2015 was one of their best seasons that they've seen. So 2016 took a step back. 2017, they're looking to go forward, and you have to imagine that the bond that these teammates made over that season from all that diversity and adversity would really make them a stronger team. And of course, as leading their team for the past 3 years, head coach Rhonda Smith. She's done a fantastic job, and she looks to continue going forward.
Oh yeah, Coach Smith has been an incredible women's soccer coach here at Bluffton. Like you said, having a tremendous first year and then an unfortunate season last year with all the injuries that occurred to the soccer team.
Talk about how you want to try to build from last year heading into this year. I think we already have, in the sense of, you know, it was a good growing phase for us last year, in the sense of the injuries that occurred. It really, you know, grew our character, you know, and how we handle adversity and how we handle and respond to things that aren't in our control. You know, a lot of the injuries that happened last year, you know, were in games, and, you know, we can't control those things. So I think that really helped our team this year to be better prepared. You know, coming into preseason, you know, better preparing themselves and, you know, taking care of themselves as athletes in the sense of health. So I think that has helped us get off to, I think, a good start this year.
She has two seniors coming back, Brittany Huff and Caitlin Gardella.
And Brittany Huff has been fantastic throughout her whole career. Really, since she stepped on the field as a freshman, she's been the center of that team, adding on to it other pieces. But of course, the center has always been the athletic Brittany Huff, who's a fantastic leader and a fantastic two athlete. She also plays softball in the spring here.
Yeah, B. Huff has really been a big focal point in not only the softball team, like you said, but in this women's soccer team, just rallying the girls around her and becoming that leader they desperately needed.
She's not only a leader on the field, but off the field, she serves as a hall director. If that just shows you what kind of fortitude Brittany Huff has, it's right there. I mean, she's been fantastic for four straight years and continues on with her senior year going out.
And not only do the women's soccer team bring back Brittany Huff and Caitlin Gardella, they also bring back junior Skylar Liming and sophomores Lauren Foster Wheeler, Aubrey Bartell, and Courtney Davis.
Yeah, they've all played a huge part of the team last year, and their last season, they didn't have the success that they wanted to. There's no doubt about that. But they're going to build forward. They had a deep recruiting class.
I currently have 15 new faces on the team. With a squad of 21 players, so we have six returning players.
As freshmen, you see freshman soccer players all over campus, and we've only been here a few days. And that's a big step because with all the injuries, they weren't even able to field a full field last year.
Yeah, they did not have the depth like they do now.
So Coach Rhonda Smith is really developing a great program heading forward here for this women's soccer team.
I'm really excited to see the Beavers in action, and they kick off the season on September 1st when they welcome Ohio Christian for a 5 p.m. tussle.
The team up next is the cross-country teams, both men and women. The men are posed to be a force to be reckoned with within the HCAC. They came in fourth place last year, and they have plenty of quality returning starters.
The men's team has Chris Lyons coming back for his senior year, setting school records last season. And they also have sophomore Dakota Frost, and rounding out the top five is Connor Gullick, Jonah Eckert, and Jacob Hill.
Chris Lyons and Dakota Frost have to be the forefront of this team. I mean, as you mentioned, Chris Lyons was led some school records, and then Dakota Frost had a fantastic year just his freshman year, a year to mature, a year to go on. Coach Karen Brandt said that they have enough talent and enough fortitude to improve on the team's fourth-place finish from 2016. The thing is will they crack under pressure? I mean, they've got plenty of talent, plenty of key returners, but will they get it done this year?
I think they will. Coach Karen Brandt is one of the strongest female coaches I've seen here at Bluffton, coaching the cross-country team, both men and women.
Absolutely right.
And coaching track. She does it all for the running part of this university sports. She knows her stuff. She knows when it's key for sprints.
Also, they have the women's team, and women's actually had a fantastic season last year, coming in second place. They only have one spot to fill from their five.
Junior Janae Madsen is returning, same with sophomore Alexis Cash. Senior Alyssa Haiku and junior Devaney Miller are both returning. And I know this freshman, Bailey Barrington. She had a great 4 years in high school at Waynesfield, and I feel like she's going to be a key addition to this women's cross-country team. Their first meet is actually here on campus at the Nature Preserve on Friday, September 1st.
Well, we wish them the best of luck, both the men and women. And last but certainly not least is the four-time reigning champs of the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference, the women's volleyball team.
The women's volleyball team looks to make it five in a row, and I think they might have the chance to do it.
They definitely have the culture, and Coach Yarnell has talked about it. I mean, for the past 4 years, they've done it unconventional ways. Mm-hmm. They lose a few games in the regular season, but end up tough when it counts most. And that's what you really want to see out of a team that fights when the games matter most, when they fight in the playoffs. You see it all the time, professional sports, college sports. You can beat anyone you want in the regular season. What it comes down to are those games when it's winner takes all.
The games that matter the most. And like you said, culture. And Coach Arnell said,
you know, on the back of one of our shirts that we have this year, it's you don't get the culture you want, you get the culture you build. you know, through the process of doing that, now there's just an expectation that, that we're going to win. And in the fashion that we've done it is kind of unconventional. So, you know, as I talk to the team and tell them, you know, the way we've done things isn't normal right. in terms of, you know, maybe stubbing our toe here in the regular season, but winning the conference tournament. But the recipe has worked really, really well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try to put a schedule together that, that challenges us and go from there. And so far that's worked. And if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe that if they follow that motto, they can build a tremendous culture this year.
You're absolutely right. This team, they're going to have a few holes to fill. I mean, they lost an All-American type player in Lauren Weisgerber and a two-time player of the year in Mackenzie McFarland to fill the shoes up. I mean, they've got youth. He said it himself. They show their youth sometimes, but they certainly still have the potential. They've got a few returning key players.
Well, first and foremost, you know, you have Sydney Mollard, the reigning defensive MVP in the conference. You know, she's on track with a healthy and a good season to possibly become our career digs leader here at Bluffton. Mm-hmm. And serve receive, I think she's even stronger in the serve receive game. And Becca Turney, you know, is one that has played at a hitter, but also as a passer for the past 3 years. And we're going to depend upon her early and give her a shot to be one of our primary hitters and go from there. And then we have two other seniors, Mary Jo Bash and Lauren Miller, who will probably be in more roles with the team, but have provided us with some vocal leadership and good work ethic.
Yeah, he mentioned Becca Turney. Becca Turney's played a lot of time in her first 3 years here and is an important piece there on the outside of the team. And then you've got Mary Jo and Lauren Miller, who hasn't always been predominantly playing for them, but have helped them nonetheless. I mean, they're going to be filling in some roles here and there, and if it's not on the court, it's off the court. It's helping this team, being leaders for them.
Having the role players they do is going to be one of the major factors, like we said. And Coach Yarnell said offensive consistency and hitting is going to be one of the main things they're going to look forward to and focus on. He wants to try to hit, as in like we'd say in baseball terms, hit 300.
Over 300 from the middle rows, above 200 from the outside rows, you got to worry about those double blocks. He mentions that what they've really got to look out for is a team in their conference that they've ended for four straight seasons. Hanover College, down there in southern Indiana. It's been a dogfight these past 4 years, and they finally seem like Hanover's got the better team. They've got a bunch of potential coming back. I think he said they only lost one player, one starter from their entire roster. So they are primed to take it all. 1-2 preseason, playing the conference opener here in a few weeks. And that's a wrap on our first inaugural podcast known as the Beaver Dam, which was, of course, a season preview for the season's fall sports.
I am really excited to see this year how these fall sports look to improve from last season's outings and progress for the future.
We thank you for listening to this week's podcast and welcome you to listen to further installments of the Beaver Dam. And as always, you're listening to 96.1 The Wit.